This is another feature for our local Manufacturing Week showcase. This is Herbert Hildebrand from PacFab.
It's going to be 21 years this fall. We've grown, you know, significantly. Obviously, we're now in the top three kind of in North America in our sector, which is a sector that is largely unknown to most people. It's returnable packaging for the automotive industry. And what it is specifically, anybody line side in automotive would know that on the assembly line, because they're getting their parts in either a rack, a plastic tote, maybe some textiles, bags involved. That's the sector that we're involved in, getting the parts from, let's say, the in the example of Magna and St. Thomas, the Prestran and Format, you can drive by and see the big metal racks that are often stored outside behind their buildings. That's what we produce here. And specifically also for them, we're one of their suppliers. But in their case, it's for internal use because they're taking the rails as they are produced in components and then bringing them to their line and then producing full frames or whatever they're, that's, you know, one of Format's key products. But in other cases, for example, the RAV4, that's in this new launch of the RAV4 coming up, we're supplying about 190 different packaging components for parts. So 190 parts out of the RAV4 will be shipped to the assembly plant in Woodstock and possibly Cambridge, depending on where they decide to launch out of, will be brought in our packaging. So we will design a returnable plastic tote, maybe, Coroplast. It'll be a metal rack, maybe a collapsible bin with textile compartments in there. Just depends on the part, whether it's a painted part or a steel part. Our packaging is reusable. It's designed to last the life of the model of the car. And what we've done, one of our big innovations in the industry, is taking back all the packaging that we produce. It used to go to landfill a lot, or just went to a big scrapyard and they paid them a scrap price and that was it. What we've done now is we have a full recycling division. So we call it cradle to cradle. We just renew, it's right back from new to new. And we design the packaging, especially the steel racks in a way, and the aluminum, in a way where they come back. We take out the plastic and the foam and whatever. We have recycling contracts for those. And then we take the steel and the aluminum and we reuse it. And in fact, some of the plastic parts are also reused now. We'll stockpile them, we'll inventory them. And if they're in good condition, we can kind of go through. There may be like a 40-50% attrition because of damage over 5 years, but we'll stock the good parts and reuse them again. So it's a multi-pronged efficiency push because you're getting, you're saving using a lot of new steel. So that's already a great thing, especially if you're looking at a carbon footprint economy and they're trying to measure how much are they putting out on pollution and all that. Second of all, it's saving them money because you don't have to buy it new. You know, there's a little bit of labor involved, but we get it, you know, we get paid for that. They get a credit for the steel. And thirdly, it's just diverting it from landfill. Right, and exactly. The automakers are working off of a zero landfill policy. They don't want to throw anything out, which I think is fantastic. Zero landfill is one of my favorite initiatives because I don't think any of us likes to see landfills fill up. There are less parts on the EV. You know, for all the buzz around EV, I would say that the impact on the marketplace is still pretty minimal because, you know, of the number of vehicles out there. Now, that is obviously going to trend up. The trend is slowing very, very quickly, so we don't know where that is. But we have close relationships with all of the major EV-only manufacturers, some of which have to remain nameless because of contracts that we have. But all of the major, you know, players that are put out there in the marketplace, we work for. They're great companies to work with. So we expect to be, we have had discussions with them. We are a Volkswagen supplier in the U.S. So that they have the Chattanooga, Tennessee plant. So we supply them there. PowerCo here at St. Thomas is effectively a sister corporation to VW. But we have had initial discussions. We've signed up to be on the supplier portal. We've had some discussions with what they're doing there. So we do expect and hope to be a major supplier to them here in the niche that we provide in their production.
Thanks, Herbert. You can hear all of our local Manufacturing Week showcases at stthomastoday.ca.